now on air. You are now on air.
Audio date is 11/21/2023. Current time is 06:09 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. And a very good Tuesday morning to you all out there. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for podcasters. And we're doing, once again, the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. Seems like I just did some audio. Oh, yeah, audio last night. And that audio was for Na Pod Pomo, which is the Audio Month Challenge that's going on right now. And for the month of November 2023. And, you know, how I love audio. I got to plug that. NaPodPomo.org is the webpage. But it's hashtag NaPodPomo, National Podcasters Post Month. It's a monthly challenge. We do 30 audios. How you do it in the month of November is up to you. I'm doing one a day, which will equal up to 30, but you could, you know, do all 30 of them at the last day. But we're in the last third of the challenge. And I'm not counting my Fireman Audio Podcast as one of my audio submissions. I'm actually doing separate audios. I did one last night, and we talked about the newly discovered aurora on above, like 25,000 miles above a sunspot there on our star. I use that in the title. Our star is our sun is our star, as far as that goes. So we are continuing on with that challenge, and we're having fun with it, with doing a various and different subject matter. I guess I'm taking a little bit of the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast, presenting a good article that I wouldn't normally present here. Yeah, I probably would present here, but it just I like talking about interesting articles. And I just saw something on the last audio that I submitted last night. I did for Na Pod Pomo, and the title is wrong. I got to change that real quick here. Let's go ahead and go into the Spotify for Podcasters webpage, which is great. Just look, Fireman Rich on Spotify for Podcasters. And, of course, you got there probably, if you're listening to me now, you got there from one of the links I posted up on all those fine social media platforms that I'm on. The main ones being Truth Social, Instagram Threads, Twitter/X, which is having a little bit of problems lately with their advertisement. And I'm also over there on Facebook, the public Facebook page. You can go to The Real Fireman Rich, and you can find me there. For the most part, I post whatever I post on one, I post on all the other three, as far as that goes. So there, we corrected that there on the web page for Spotify for Podcasters. And so it's a great page, just like the app. We're done with the audio or the intro music. It's a great web page to work with, and but I'm actually broadcast. I believe you can record on the web page. I haven't done that in a while, but I'm doing this audio podcast, and I'm doing all the audio I'm doing for Na Pod Pomo on my LG Stylo 5 track phone. For Na Pod Pomo, it's just the phone, okay? Straight raw phone, old school, and the app on there is great. But for the audio podcast, I used a phone tied into the iRig 2, which is cabled back into the Behringer 802 soundboard. And then from the Behringer 802 soundboard, I've got the CAD U37 that goes into the iPad mini, original, older than dirt, that's using the Boss Jock app on there to get the sound effects, the intro, outro music, and plus to turn on my mic on and off. And then from there, the audio goes out and it's connected into the Behringer 802. And it's connected to that line that I just told you goes out to the iRig 2 and up into the phone. And then from the phone, once I'm done, I just do a little putting the title and the episode description, well, the links to all those other fine social media platforms that I'm on in the episode description, and I post it up. And then I actually go, if I don't have a picture on my phone, I usually do some post-production type. I like saying that. It sounds like I really know what I'm doing, post-production. All I'm doing is going down the webpage and posting up the picture, the audio art, as we call it, via the podcasters for Spotify webpage. So both the app and the webpage is great. And just as full disclosure, I have nothing to do with the Spotify for Podcaster, which was formerly known as Anchor. I just love using it. It's a very fun webpage to be on. And as well as using the app. And the thing about Spotify for Podcasters that they have continued since they changed the name, because Spotify bought Anchor, is distributing the audio that you may produce on their platform and distribute it as far as to other areas. You know, I know there's you got Zencastr, that seems to be the premier for real podcasters, but I'm an audio podcaster. I just throw up the audio. So, oh, by the way, I do have the morning coffee. Tasting good. But Spotify for podcasters redistributes automatically after I push that publish button to Amazon Music. I have page on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcast. I'm on iHeart. You can go to iHeart, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Public Radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 9 if you count Spotify. It's 9 areas this my audio is on, and I just think that's fantastic. And I love using it. There is also an RSS feed, if people still use that. I got into looking at the RSS feed to see what it is, but it's a great, I'm having fun with it, even more so in the month of November doing the Non-Pod Pomo, because I'm doing more audio. Almost forgot the Non-Pod Pomo last night because I just get ready to watch the football game, the Monday night football game. I said, oh, I didn't do my Napod Pomo audio. So we got one in there talking about the Aurora. And it's a cool picture, the audio art for that particular audio. So I'll be doing one later today. And that'll be what, for day 21. Let's see. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, we have a temperature that we seem to be having this temperature for the last week or so, 24 degrees Fahrenheit, which is negative 4 degrees Celsius. And yesterday it was 24 when I got up, and before I did the live stream broadcast, I double checked, and this was only about an hour after getting up. It dropped 2 degrees. So winter is fast approaching if it's not already here. You know, knock on wood, we haven't had any snow yet. And usually we get a snowstorm before the Thanksgiving holiday. And yes, Thanksgiving holiday. It's not part of Christmas. It's a separate holiday. That's how I take it. I'm old school with the holidays. It's not the Christmas season yet. until after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And it's primarily when Santa Claus arrives at the end of the Macy's Day Parade, which is a Thanksgiving tradition down there in New York City. But it is 24 degrees Fahrenheit, -4. And I'm going to go ahead and set aside the wool times and temperatures. I forgot to start up my Samsung tablet for that information stuff. But we'll just do the local weather here in the southern tier of upstate New York. But it is cold out, but for all intents and purposes, we delay taking our morning walk, the missus and me, as far as that goes, because we don't go at 7:30 in the morning like we used to, because it's still dark out. So the sun usually doesn't rise until after 7:30 for the most part. And it's just a little bit too cold. And with that temperature of 22, dropping 2 degrees, I said, well, let's wait until after 9. So I'm not sure if we're going to, not sure if we're going to do that today, but we'll see. The missus has volunteer work today, so she might skip the morning walk this morning. Maybe not. I don't know. I have to talk with her here and find out. But I'm definitely going to be going out for the morning walk and bundle up. Maybe have to wear my gloves if it's still 24 degrees out. Let's see. Today we got rain and possible snow this morning. Chance, I don't see a... Oh, there it is at 11 and 12, possibly. The temperature's 37, 38 for that time. So I always think when I look at the temperature, if we have snow, it has to be below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 0 degrees centigrade as far as that goes. But we're expecting rain and snow this morning. Chance of rain late. High of 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 100% later on. So I'm going to have to check the rate. Let's check the radar on that. What's that? Let's see. How much rain are we going to get? Let me check the 10-day. Oh, it's going to start. Yeah, it's going to start this afternoon, going all the rest of the day into the evening, till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, that's not good. It's going to be a wet day. We'll see. Let's see. Where's that coming in at? Let's check the Doppler. Is it coming in? I thought that was all going to stay south of us, but evidently it's going to be coming in, and I don't see the Doppler's not working for me. Let's go back to the weather page. Let me bring up this Doppler. It's a more accurate dot. It's 50 miles out. I'm not seeing anything. It's a little bit of rain to the south of us, but there's nothing 50 miles out. So let me try this one more time. We'll back this out. Oh, there it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, there is some rain coming in from the Ohio Valley heading our way. So We'll see how it rolls in as far as that goes. This morning, the sun will be rising. Yeah, if I get back to my thing, the sun will be rising this morning at 7:03, which is in about another, let's see, that's 30, 40, yeah, about 42 minutes or so. Within 45 minutes or so, the sun will be rising at 7:03 a.m. and the sun will be setting at 4:41 p.m. And then when it goes down quick. Let's see. We do have a thought for the day this morning from someone we always quote a lot of times. I was talking yesterday during the Twitch live stream broadcast how we always doing the morning quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, or else author unknown. Here's another one, is Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, a great mind, a great theoretical physicist, a German-born, who is widely held as one of the greatest and most influential scientists of all time. Not one of the greatest. In my book, he is the greatest. He's like the goat of science, I guess. He's the greatest of all times there. He's like the Tom Brady of science. But his quote and our thought for the day is as follows. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Albert Einstein. Now, this is a this is an individual that's smarter than smart, very intelligent. Imagination is more important than knowledge, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes with my fingers here. A man of that intellect saying that imagination starts a process, I guess. This is my takeaway on this quote. Imagination gets the process started to where you're thinking about things and you see how you can make that work. I think that's what Albert Einstein is trying to say, as far as the way I interpret it. But today's imagination is tomorrow's reality. And I take that because my grandfather used to always say, today's science fiction is tomorrow's reality. So science fiction is sort of imagination, isn't it? In a sense, it's tomorrow's reality, as far as that goes. I mean, I just go back, for example, the original Star Trek series, the communicator, the flip communicator. What's that remind you of? The flip phone, the cell phone, you know. Now everybody, their brother, has one tied to their hand, and it's up to their ear. It seems to anywhere you go now, it's like to get. And I'm using, you know, the cell phone that I'm recording this broadcast on. It's just a very widely used tool. Everywhere you see, everybody has a cell phone. Of course, with all the cell phones with the cameras, we can't get a good clear picture of the Sasquatch. Or the or an alien, a clear picture of an alien spaceship. So there's our thought for the day from Mr. Albert Einstein. Thank you, sir. Our national day today. Let's see what we got. We got World Television Day. Ooh, I like that one. I don't watch as much television as I used to. I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid. We have World Hello Day. Hello, world. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know about this one. National Gingerbread Cookie Day. And the gingerbreads are all tacked up in red, green colors with a red bow and the green button, red and green buttons. That looks more Christmassy. So I'm going to put that one off to the side. National Stuffing Day. Well, we're going to have National Stuffing Day. I call that Thanksgiving Day. That's when we have good things to eat on Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to go with National Red Mitten Day. And National Red Mitten Day is on November 21st. National Red Mitten Day represents Canadian Olympic pride. So this is going out to our friends up north in Canada, as far as that goes. National Red Mitten Day encourages Canadians to wear their red mittens in support of Canadian athletes. I guess the Olympics is in this year. Or this next summer, 2024, in Paris. So red mittens represent the pride, generosity, and excellence of every Canadian. So we should support our Canadian friends by wearing red mittens for them. Of course, I'd like to support the U.S. athletes going to the Olympics. But every Canadian, from the sweetest newborn to the most experienced family member, wear your mittens with pride and support each athlete as they pursue their dreams. Hashtag National Red Mitten Day. I'll throw that one. You know, we don't do the states, but I'm going to throw that one to Canada. I like the picture of the red mittens. You know, I'm going to... That's a nice picture. Those are some pretty nice mittens, too. I don't wear mittens. I wear gloves. I don't think as a kid, I thought it was little. I just couldn't get into wearing the mittens because I got to have my fingers. But they're a nice pair of mittens with the red and the black stripe going on with the maple leaf. White maple leaf is for Canada. That's pretty nice. Those are nice. So we're going to go ahead and... say it's National Red Mitten Day for our Canadian friends up north. And let's see, we do have a interesting article. And this one's another one about space. We talked about our sun which is our star. The sun is a star, but this is about the Hubble telescope. Well, actually, the Hubble and Webb telescopes joined to create an unprecedented photo of universe. The pictures that we are receiving from these particular two platforms are tremendous. I've been just blown away with just a Hubble, but when you throw the Webb Space Telescope out there, it is fantastic. But in a tour de France of techno stargazing, NASA trained both the Hubble and James Webb. So they did. They took the time, because there's a lot of people that want to get time on using these particular platforms, but they took both of them and both space telescopes and placed them on the same patch of galaxy to create an unprecedented view of the universe. The resulting panoramic image combines visible and infrared light of the galaxy cluster MACS-0416, which is 4.3 billion light years from Earth, a long, long way. It includes a bounty of galaxies outside the cluster and a speckling of sources that vary over time, likely due to gravitational lensing, the distortion and amplification of the light from distant background sources. To make the image in general, the shortest wavelength of lights were color-coded blue, the longest wavelengths red, and intermediate wavelengths were green. The broad range of wavelengths from a 0.4 to 5 microns, which is, I think a micron is thinner than your hair, yields a particle vivid landscape of galaxies, NASA explained on their website. Those colors give clues to galaxies' distances. The bluest galaxies are relatively nearby and often show intense star formations as best detected by Hubble, while the reddish galaxies tend to be more distant as detected by the Webb Space Telescope. Some galaxies also appear very red because they contain large amounts of cosmic dust that tends to absorb blue colors of starlight. So these telescopes, they what they're looking at and the colors that on the spectrum, color spectrum, gives the scientists a lot of data to work from. But this area is actually two galaxy. MACS-0416 is actually two galaxy clusters that are showing are slowly colliding together. Okay, and one day when our bones have long turned to dust, which is a long, long time from now, they will merge to become a single entity. Studying it with both telescopes, therefore, is like a two-for-one deal and of particular interest to the team snapping this photo. While transit or objects that vary significantly in light signal over the observation period. They identified 14 such transit across the view. That means it's something going across the view that they're looking at. 12 of those transits were located in three galaxies that are highly magnified by gravitational lensing and are likely to be individual stars or multiple star systems that are briefly very highly magnified. The remaining two transits are within more moderate magnifying background galaxies and are likely to be supernovas. We're calling MACS-0416, the Christmas Tree Galaxy Cluster. Okay, they even have to say Christmas before Thanksgiving with the stars here. Both because it's so colorful and because these flickering lights we find within it. We can see transient everywhere, said one of the scientists here from the University of Missouri in Columbia. And I say that as a scientist because I can't pronounce the guy's name. He's the lead author describing the results. One transit in particular was named, Mothra? after the great monster from, oh, the great monster from Godzilla, Moth, from the Godzilla universe. In the photo, it is gravitational lens about 4,000 times, suggesting to the team that there is likely another object in the foreground they can't see. So there we have it. There's a lot of stuff going on out there in outer space, as far as that goes. Let's see, our world history for today. We have Toy Story, the first computer-generated feature film, was released on this day back in 1995. Man, was that ahead of its time. Wow, that was something. And let's see, we have on this day... 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Air Quality Act. And then, let's see, what did we have? All the other stuff is not really nice stuff. I'm looking for the nice stuff on this. Oh, okay. 1789, North Carolina became the 12th state to ratify the United States Constitution. And, let's see, and that's pretty much it from what I'm looking at. 1980, an estimated, and I remember watching this program. I remember watching this. In 1980 on this day, an estimated 83 million TV viewers tuned in to the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas. Oh my God, was that a phenomenon back in the day? To find out who shot JR. The shooter turned out to be J.R. Ewing's sister-in-law, Kristen Shepherd, who didn't really care for J.R. So there we have it. Oh, well, they make some good TV shows now. I guess you have, what's the one there on Paramount? It's, what's that park up in Montana? I can't think of it. I just lost track. What's the park in Montana? Tana. What's the name of that? Yellowstone. Yeah, there's a big soap opera for you. I guess CBS is rebroadcasting that on Sundays as far as starting from the first, because there's no more Yellowstone being produced. I guess they ended the series, but that's a pretty good series. Let's see. We had a football game last night where I slept through the, I was out in the living room. I slept on the couch there, but I did watch most of the beginning, and then I watched the end of it where the Eagles prevailed 21-17 over the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs let it slip away there in the second half, but good Monday night football. The only... big takeaway from this past weekend's games was the New York Giants beating the Commanders. The Giants finally won one, and significantly, 31-19. And of course, the Buffalo Bills are back on track. They whooped ass on the Jets, which the Jets they're an okay team, but they're not there yet to make it to the playoffs. I think they need a few more pieces, as has been said, as far as individuals. As far as that goes. And the Broncos, they're beating the Vikings there 21-20 Sunday evening. And that was a pretty good game, a good win for the Broncos. So, but we're in the 11th week of 18 weeks. And next week it should be interesting. And I'll be highlighting that later on in the week. There was some NBA action. I'm trying to look at NBA. My Celtics lost to the Hornets, Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks won the Wizards. Oh, 142-129. Wow. That's one thing I don't watch that much basketball, but I'm interested in the box scores. And where are the standings now? In the Eastern Conference? Oh, Celtics are first place. Oh, my God. They're one game ahead of the 76ers. So they're playing good ball there. That's good. I got to start watching. I like the Celtics. I became a Celtic fan when I was stationed up there at Hanscom Air Force Base. That's outside Boston there in Bedford, Massachusetts. And right next to Lexington and Concord. So let's see. In the West, you got the Timberwolves. Oh, they knocked out the Nuggets. Well, you got the Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Thunder all tied with at 10 wins. So we'll keep an eye on that. And with that, we're hitting the 30-minute mark, and I'm going to go ahead and exit stage left here as far as to finish up the Fireman Rich audio podcast. I want to say thank you for your listen. I greatly appreciate it. And we'll be back Thursday for another episode broadcast here of the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And then I think it's the last Tuesday of the month. As I look at the calendar, we'll be doing a Mixcloud broadcast on the 28th. It's a Tuesday. The Tuesday thing that I do as far as that goes. Every other week I do the Mixcloud on Tuesdays. And I'll be here tomorrow on over there on Twitch doing the morning coffee broadcast, and we'll be having fun. We had fun yesterday, a two-hour broadcast yesterday, so it's always great doing that broadcast because we have a live chat, and that's the difference between that, the live streaming, and do the audio. We used to, I started doing this song and dance of what is now being called an audio podcast on the old Get Dialogue Day, because you could bring a guest. It's sort of Get Dialogue is a platform, web-based, that was sort of like Spaces and Clubhouse is doing right now. They were doing it like almost 5+ years before now. All right, folks, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters, wishing you all well. You can find me over there on Truth Social, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, or X slash Twitter, and also over there on Facebook, The Real Fireman Rich on the public Facebook. You'll have a great Tuesday, and we'll be talking with you, and you all have a great one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.